Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. I am Trisha Duckworth. We are now in the year 2021. So that means for all of you under the sound of my voice, you have made it through 2020. What a year. What a difficult year for so many individuals. And again, if you're listening to this podcast at this very moment, you made it. You made it. By the grace of God, you made it. So now let me ask a question. Are you trying to do something different this year for different results from the previous years? If you're trying to do something different to see different results, then this segment is for you. So the topic for today, Happy New You. Now allow me to start by saying, old ways will not open new doors. You cannot keep doing the same old things year after year after year with no elevation and expect it to be different. At some point, you will figure it out that it's just not working for you to do it that way. So allow me to tell you that there is hope. And I purposely waited a week into the new year to broadcast this topic. And this is because I wanted you all to think about what you needed to do first versus what you desire to do. It all starts with you. Allow me to say it again. It all starts with you. So this segment is only going to be a few minutes, just so we can just get into the understanding that in order for you to move forward, setting those goals, some of you call them resolutions, I call them goals, okay? But whatever floats your boat. But in order to set those goals and meet new accomplishments and have greater opportunities than you have ever had before, wanting to start over, wanting to do things different, wanting to look at things different, like have a different perspective about certain things, it starts with you. It starts with you. But let's say this. Before you can move forward, especially from an era that hurt you, and let's just use the year that we understood that it was a pandemic, which is 2020. Of course, you know, scientists and, you know, a lot of people stated that it started in 2019, the end of 2019, but to our understanding and our knowledge, it started in 2020, right? So let's just use this as an example. That year was a year that we have experienced maybe things that we have never experienced before, right, in life. Seeing some things, many deaths due to this pandemic, job loss, of all kind of things that was happening due to this pandemic, you know, that we obviously didn't know about, right? That was coming. But let's use it as an example that a lot of people were hurt. We were hurt of the things that we had to experience going through that pandemic. A lot of relationships failed. There was divorces all out of whack. Man, things happen. Women, things happen. All kind of things was going on during the year of 2020. And I say that to say that we have to understand that there's a healing process that needs to take place. So we're here now, right? We're in 2021. But some of us still need to heal from things that happened in 2020, right? Listen, I heard somewhere before, years ago, if you don't heal from what or who hurt you, you will bleed on those who didn't cut you. Let me say it again. If you do not heal from what or who hurt you, you will bleed on those who didn't cut you. What does that mean? I take it to mean hurt people, hurt people. So once again, I'm using the pandemic as an example because there were so many people that was hurt from losing jobs, from business being failed business. They lost so much. What about for those who lost loved ones due to the pandemic, due to this virus? So there was a lot of hurt going on in 2020, probably more than has ever happened in history, of course. And I'm just saying, based on that virus, it caused a lot of difficult situations in the households. So there's a lot of people that needs to heal from that hurt, things they were hurt about from just last year in 2020. But check this out. If you haven't acknowledged that you're hurt, you can't even begin to heal. Let me say that again. If you haven't acknowledged that you're hurt, you cannot begin to heal. Listen, healing doesn't mean the damage never existed. Healing doesn't mean that pandemic never existed, because you all know we're still in it, right? It carried on to 2021. It's not over. Not yet. But it means that the damage no longer controls your life. And that's how you have to look at it. For whatever the healing process that you have to take heed to in your life, it does no longer control your life. Listen, unless you wanted to. Because how many of us understand that the healing process starts with you? Happy New You. It's all in your hands. It starts with you. So when you change your way of how you look at things, the things you look at change. So you have to keep a positive mindset. You have to. During such a time as this, you have to keep a positive mindset. Work on you. Right now, you can't work on your spouse, or you can't work on your children, or your grandchildren for those who have them. You can't work on your business or your employees' projects before you work on you. Because everything is going to look different when you're different, when you have done what you were supposed to do. Clean some of these things out of you that's been there for decades. The way you think, that negative energy that you take from one year to the next, to the next, to the next. And each December 31st, you are saying out of your mouth, I'm going to set this goal, or I'm going to set this resolution. And by January 3rd, you ain't even thinking about that. Because you're carrying on that way of thinking from one year to the other. Even though your intentions is to do better, live better, eat better, but you lose insight 2 or 3 days into the new year. Tells me that you need to work on you. Right? Right. So I say to you that there is hope, because you can persevere. You have to be the one that keep pushing. You have to be the one that keep going and don't give up. You have to be the one. You can be told to do it, but you have to be the one that actually put the actions behind the words. Because how many of us know that none of us are exempt from going through? We all going to go through in life, right? But going through difficult and challenging experience builds your strength. It has built mine. It can build yours. So keep pushing. Keep going. Don't you dare give up. This is not the time to give up. This is the season and the time in your life that now you have a new year in front of you. You can start off by saying, these are the things that I need to do to be better in what I do. And that means I need to work on me. I need to work on me to look for greater opportunities and take responsibility for what I have done in the previous years so I would not carry that on to the years to come. Happy New You. So live no drama with no drama. Live with no drama. Focus on you in the order of God, goals, and growth. This is your day. I say day because you have to take it. When working on you, in order to have a better year, you have to take it one day at a time. Just like last year this time, we never knew that a pandemic was on a rise, right? So we planned our year. A lot of us had trips planned. I know we did. Trip planned to Jamaica. We ready for it. And look what happened. Due to the pandemic, it was shut down. So it's okay to plan, have goals. It's okay to plan what you want to do and how you want to do it. But keep in mind that each day you should be setting goals for that day. We all know tomorrow is not promised. We do know that, right? But nevertheless, we also understand that in this life that we live, nothing is promised, yes, but God has his hands on you and he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So I encourage someone today to keep hope alive in your life. Continue to focus on you each and every day and how you see things, pushing for your goals, setting goals, writing the vision, making the vision plain. Because that difficult year we just ended, keeping in mind that we're still experiencing the pandemic, the COVID-19 virus is still here and people are still dying today. So each day has to be lived to the fullness. So each day you spend time on you, spend time in prayer, spend time in your word. Ask God what it is that you need to be doing for such a time as this. He will tell you. He speaks. The question is, are you listening? So happy new you. And with that said, we always like to leave with a scripture. But before I provide the scripture, I want to say check out Morning Glory Devotion. That's that 365-day devotional that God has blessed me to write. And I promise you, I am getting so much feedback on how it's blessing people day by day. So check it out. You can check it out on my website. Check out some other things that's there you may enjoy to for purchase. Wisewomenchat.com. Check it out. Be blessed. Pass this on to someone else and allow them to see that they need to heal in order to move forward from things that hurt them so they will never have to go back to that same position, that same emotional state, difficult emotional state that they were in. When there is healing in God, it is a process, but it is worth it. So I leave with the scripture from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all new things become new. Once again, happy new you. Until next time, goodbye.